Hitler returns to his dogs back in his chalet in Bavaria. In his opinion, the defeat before Moscow was the fault of his generals and his diplomats. Weren't they the ones who had claimed that France and Britain wouldn't go to war for Poland? And of the Abwehr, the German intelligence service, that misinformed him about the state of the Russian army. Hitler adds, "The Bolshevik army is made up of peasants who fight with barbarian unconsciousness and workers trained by the fanatical mysticism of communism." But Hitler believes in his lucky star. He will prevail. He can enjoy himself in the company of his sycophants. Here, Bormann's mistress introduces him to a German movie star, the actress Magda Schneider. Not far away, her daughter, Romy Schneider, plays with Bormann's children. Life in Germany is still carefree. The massive bombings have not yet begun, and those who sacrificed their lives in Moscow are so far away, deep in the snow. 2 days after Hitler's first major defeat, his ally, Japan, launches a surprise attack on the United States' big naval base in the Pacific, Pearl Harbor. And with this wave of Japanese planes, the war becomes a world war. In London, Rose dances. She is already dreaming of Christmas. She hears her parents say, "Now the Americans will fight on our side. The Russians are on our side. We British are no longer alone in this anymore."